Welcome to the locker room, and if you don't like tonight's episode, I'll shoot you.
You saved my day many times, and you ran away. Guess I broke my promise. I have been dishonest to you. You are the master of my plan, but then you let go.
Wow, that took some doing. So he feels okay now because Marco was late and we went excited to go without him.
I just noticed the time.
Yeah. So it is what it is. We are here. And that's what matters. Let's see. Yahoo, what's up, gentlemen? Hey, Douglas. Jody, man, Mother Nature has really given Kansas a good pegging.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's rough. That's what she said.
Oh, man. Welcome. Oh, wow. Hey, what's up, Chuck? I was gone last week, and you guys got the week off because Matt and I were both working.
Good for you.
And so, wait, you did not get to see the thing that I posted?
No, I've been so fucking busy, man. Dude, it's been fucking hectic here.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll see if I can show you this.
My dick was out in it, though.
Your dick?
You see that little pink blur?
Here's what we're going to have to discuss. We're going to have to discuss the noises you make while you're pooping.
What, dude?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. So
here, maybe there's a reason why I had a colonoscopy at the age of fucking 35.
No, not the noises your butt makes when you're pooping, the noises you make when you're pooping.
It hurts, dude.
No, that was not, those weren't painful noises, Chuck.
They're happy groans.
Those were disgusting. So if you guys didn't see it, we created
it. I jerk off, Shelby. Who doesn't?
So I created a little reel. And I put it on our story to tell people that we were going to be live tonight. And I'm going to share this with you guys because holy shit, it was funny. Chuck decided to be comical, and Marco understood the assignment. He got it right. I told him what I needed, and then Chuck shares his, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Did I just watch."
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. You're super fucking vague with your fucking...
No, I was very explicit. Marco understood it completely. Here.
Hey. You guys know what tonight is?
Wow. Why the fuck are you tapping people on the head? No, I have no fucking idea. Oh, is it...
Ooh. Tonight's locker room. Pretty sure. Wait. I think. What day is it?
Dang, dude, spray one time. Yeah, Matt's not here. He's working. But we're back for locker room, and tonight we're going to be talking about the question that's burning up the internet. Man versus bear, alone in the woods with women.
Okay. So that was what I created. And then Matt, hold on. I want to share what Matt added to the, Matt added to the party. It was pretty good.
He
understood the assignment as well, and Matt shared this, so I put this on the tail end of it because it was funny. And again, Matt and Marco both understood the assignment.
I understood the assignment too, dickhead. Listen, I do most of my thinking on the toilet.
Didn't sound like you were thinking.
Here, God, I can smell that all the way over here. God. Yeah, I'm not gonna make it tonight, especially if it doesn't smell like that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, I never got a fucking cool ass photo like that. That's awesome.
Yes, you did. Mine.
Yes, you the did. Fuck I did. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I can show it to you now.
Well, they ain't send it to me. I want it.
That's cool. Dude, fuck,
it literally plays every time we have the show. There's four squares of our caricatures.
Yeah, but I never got the fucking headshot from fucking you. I mean, or you from
could have just downloaded
Chris.
It. And by the way, coming in hot, Matt made it to the show on time in the comments section, and Marco did not.
I don't know, Matt. Where the fuck are you? Why aren't you on here? You need to get on here.
Because he's working.
Fuck work.
Okay, so now you guys, here's what Chuck sent me. Just the raw video with no music, no editing. I'm gonna yeah. So
damn right, baby.
This was oh fucking hell. So this I don't know what's more disturbing. Are these the actual sounds you make when you're pooping? Guys and girls in the chat.
Fuck, dude. This bro, is, it depends on the fucking here, day.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, I should have squirted some fucking shampoo or conditioner onto the floor and be like all over my shoes.
What the hell?
That shit would have been awesome.
What was that, dude? Oh, my God.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Oh man.
Okay, let's go back to Douglas. Douglas in the chat. Hold on. He's got an interview for Juvenile Corrections in 2 weeks and he's nervous. Don't be nervous. No, don't be nervous. It's Juvenile Corrections. Just remember they're kids, not career criminals yet. It's not to say they won't be. So we're waiting for Marco so we can talk about the burning question, man versus bear in the woods. But you had you're close to financial ruin, if I understand this.
You fuck that asshole, dude. Bitch still has a gun on her head.
What do you know about this shit?
I should be working. I shouldn't be here right now.
You're not here. Look, I can't even see you. You're not here right now.
Yeah, I'm hiding in the corner of the parking lot. What's up, boys?
What's happening? I know you can't tell us what show you're on, so we're not going to ask you, but I know you're on set right now, and they've been working you pretty late.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We had our lunch at 7:30 today.
Now, what was your call time? Yeah.
What was my call time? Noon? 12:54.
I was going to say, noon or one.
Bro, yeah. You're working harder than a stripper during the lunch rush, okay?
I'm working harder than it. I'm working harder than a fucking cucumber in a women's correctional facility.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
I had to pop in and say hi while I could.
Yeah.
So, hi. Miss you guys.
Yep. Miss you too. We'll see you hopefully soon.
Next week. Next week we're doing morning starts. So next week should be good.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Oh.
Hey, there you go.
Rise and shine, bro.
Matt jumped in real quick. All right, you got to get back to work?
All right. I got to get back to work.
Bye, bitch.
All right. See you, boys.
Later, bro. Later.
Douglas says Matt looks like Eminem from 8 Mile.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Welcome, Marco. Hi.
How you doing?
So glad you made it.
Thanks, I appreciate you. I'm having some lemonade. I'm in the South.
we were just hearing the story of the animal that almost bankrupted Chuck. And I, why don't you start with what you have? What did you get? You got a new dog.
What I got was a fucking thousands of dollars in debt. That's what I got. Well,
what dog did you get? Start with the dog.
I got a fucking French-ass bulldog about a year and a year and some change ago. And from the fucking start, this cock-sucking bitch.
Whoa.
This cunt.
No. Has had is it a female? Is it a female?
Yes. This bitch. So
he's a fucking
royal bitch. I love this dog. She's cute, but she's a fucking asshole. I wish I could do the
Cartman voice.
She's a big asshole.
That's right.
She's being an asshole. God damn it.
Okay, so, Sorry.
This fucking dog, I got this dog. Just give some backstory on this piece of shit. I got this dog, and she had fucking pneumonia day one.
Put her down. Uh-huh. What happened?
Bro, I went through about 2 months of fucking antibiotics, fucking coughing, wheezing. I'm like, this dog ain't going to fucking live. I call the fucking breeder. I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck? You give a fucking lifetime fucking or like a year and a half
guarantee,
like, warranty? Guarantee, a health guarantee. And he's like, that's weird. He's trying to blame that shit on me. I was like, fuck you, bro. I was like, nah, dude, day one, this bitch is coughing. What the fuck is wrong with your dog?
It was
kennel cough.
He was trying to get me to go to his fucking vet, and I drove 3 hours to go and get this fucking dog. I'm like, I'm not driving 3 hours to go. I'm going to take this dog to my vet. You're going to fucking pay me. He gave me about half the fucking money. What a fucking cocksucker. Never even gave me the AKC paperwork. So fuck you. And I will blast the fuck out of your name, you fucking cunt. Anyways, fast forward about a fucking year later. Everything's going great. We go out, we go to Disney of all fucking places.
Happiest place on earth.
Come back home.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Disney.
I can't find the picture you sent. Send it again.
And fucking stand by. And where do you want me to send to?
Just send it to the chat.
Mirror or to
it doesn't matter. It'll come through. RLP wants to know, is this one of the dogs that quote unquote ran away, walked out the open front door? No. This is not the dog that ran out the open front door, correct?
No. That right. Dog's a fucking beast, bro. That bitch came back with PTSD, 4 missing fucking teeth, and is a stud to this fucking day and has never gone to the fucking vet. Well, she went to the vet a couple times. But
Douglas, if your boy has mental ward stories, we want to hear him.
So, we do.
Fucking awesome. Pig, that dog's name is fucking Pig. She's a fucking pig. She's awesome.
Hey, so, just for the record, Douglas says Dan Marco just straight said put the dog down without any remorse. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm on Team Marco. I watched all the shit you put through.
No, no, no. So we went to the fucking vet. Okay, not once, but we went to the vet 3 times. So the second
and first also, time. AJ, fuck you. How much attachment you got to this fucking dog at one fucking day? You know what I'm saying? One fucking day.
$6,000 dog.
I love this motherfucker. That ain't your fucking kid. The kid did not come. This dog did not come out of your loins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He didn't come from you.
Piece of shit. This dog is a $6,000 dog. I got it for $4,500. I ended up paying $6,000.
Wait, hold on. Back the fuck up. You paid $4,500 for a dog?
Well, the tax man paid $4,500. I didn't pay shit.
Came out of somewhere. You still flunked out.
In this hand, you had $4,500, and you said, "I want to lose what is in this hand, so I could have a dog in this hand." So you gave someone $4,500 for a dog.
That's love for your wife. And guess what? She doesn't do. Take care of the fucking dog.
Coach fucking purse her ass for $1,200 and call it a day. Save your ass $3,000.
No, she ain't no fuck. No, she ain't coach. She's like, I'm fucking Louis Vuitton Red Bottoms, bitch. That's her. Okay. Okay. Anyways,
my wife loves those shoes too, and I still ain't bought her a pair.
Fuck no.
No, I ain't buying her a fucking. I refuse.
Okay, so you paid $45 for a dog.
Yeah. So dog gets fucking pneumonia the fucking day one. I go through 2 months of that bullshit. Dog gets better. I'm like, thank God. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, dog starts vomiting fucking ridiculously. We're out at dinner on a date, and come home before the dinner and I see this dog like foaming out the fucking mouth, all lethargic as fuck. So our date night was the most expensive date night I ever fucking had. We ended up taking that dog to the vet that night, and it cost us around $600 to get this dog. And they wanted to do like the opener up. They wanted to do all this crazy. I was like, fuck that. I was at the point I was like, this is all the money I have right now. If the dog doesn't get better off of the shots you're going to give her, the x-rays and all this other stuff that you're going to do, I can't. I'm just going to let
the dog die. Here's the dog.
I can't. Yeah. Fast forward 3 weeks later, this shit happens.
Here's the dog. That dog looks like it ate a bee.
That's
a $4,500 dog. It doesn't come.
That bitch got bigger.
Don't put bourbon in it or nothing.
No.
So not only did it have the lump on one side, it had the lump on the other and a lump on the bottom. And that's after the surgery.
Look at that throat, bro.
Dude, keep going.
No, bro.
Your dog got a Colombian necktie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
How much was the surgery?
Are those fucking drains on the side?
Yeah, 2 drains. How that dog was like that for a week. So the surgery ended up being, with everything said and done, around $1,500.
Wait, here comes the fucking band hammer. ITAP credit loan in the chat gets the fucking band hammer. Don't be advertising in our chat. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
So it costs about $1,500.
Yeah. So here's how that conversation goes. Here's how that conversation goes in my house. I would take the dog to the vet, and I would come home, and my wife and my children would say, "What did the dog? What did the doctor say about the dog?" And I would say, "Well, the doctor said the dog is going to die."
Well, I would say, that was the month dog's earlier. Already dead. The month earlier, when we had to go to the vet, we only had like $400 or $500, maybe $600 to spend. For our date night, and we ended up spending it on the dog because it was vomiting and it had an obstruction in its gut.
Sure.
And it ended up passing it. It was eating fucking plastic. Well, we're guessing the doctor thinks, the three doctors that work at this fucking vet think it got bit by a fucking spider, possible foreign object, or bit by a fucking snake. I'm like, okay, motherfuckers, figure it out. It's one or the other. Look in its mouth. Did you look in its mouth? Because my wife took it for half of it. Never looked in the mouth, and I'm like, dude, I guarantee you this bitch was eating plastic. Foreign object poked her in the throat, like she had already swallowed and vomited a bunch. Probably cut her. Bacteria got in.
Hell yeah, she swallowed.
Created a fucking abscess.
You did call her a cocksucking bitch. Just
for the record. Dude.
And your words, not mine.
Literally, we came home one night, and I took the dog to bed. I woke up in the morning and I picked the dog up. Didn't even really look at it. I'm still like sleepy. I don't have my glasses on. I picked the dog up and all of a sudden this dog is like, ah. I'm like, what the fuck?
No.
And I look at its face and I'm like, oh shit.
You're going to die.
It just woken the fuck up.
Steve says, too expensive. I'd have put it to sleep. Sorry, why all that money? Steve, I'm with you. First of all, I ain't never paid before. I've got a purebred paper German Shepherd and I paid less than a grand for it. And yeah.
I don't even have papers, dude.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. So the dog almost broke Chuck. Now, did you guys hear about the latest?
How much did he give you? How much did he wind up giving you back, Chuck? Sorry, Tom.
No.
He didn't give me shit, dude. Well,
I thought he gave me like half.
He gave me some money for the vet. He never gave me money back, really. He just paid for like a portion of the vet bills because I wasn't going to his vet. Bunch of fucking fine print. I could have taken this bitch to court and fucking wiped the floor with him, but I was like, what's the fucking point? I got $500 back after $1,000 spent to get pneumonia.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Fuck no.
I've spent
okay. So my buddy had a lab. Shout out to my homie,
$2,000.
Mr. Bryce, you know who you are. Not your real name, Mr. Bryce. He had a lab, and that lab ate a whole sheet, whole bed sheet. Bed sheet stuck in his intestines. Had to have surgery to get the bed sheet pulled out of the damn dog. And I'd have been like, doctor said you're going to die. You ate a bed sheet. He's like, I already paid too much for that dog. I couldn't let it go. But I mean, at what point? Jeez, you know?
Listen.
When my kids are crying and like saying all this shit, it kind of like pulls at your heartstrings. And
I don't have heartstrings.
I had the money sitting there in a savings account after the month later that we had saved within a month. And we're like, fuck, we do have it.
Nope.
We both agreed on it. We're like, fuck,
I'm like, we have it. And I want to keep it there. Spend. Listen.
Yeah. Well, if it gets sick again, it's fucking dying. This is my wife and I spoke. This is the max amount we are going to pay on this fucking dog. Anything from this point forward, it is what it is. It's going to fucking happen.
I follow the rule of the Saint Marcellus Wallace.
Go ahead.
You know what that is, Butch?
That's
pride fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That's pride fucking with you. You gotta cut it loose. Sometimes you gotta cut a man loose.
Yep. And you know what's that old? You guys remember the Lone Ranger and Tonto joke? Lone Ranger and Tonto riding across the West. It's not Big Joke Energy time, so don't get excited. But riding across the West, Lone Ranger goes to take a piss. Rattlesnake jumps up, bites Lone Ranger on the dick, and the Lone Ranger says, "Tonto, you got to ride back to town," and ask the doctor what to do. So Tonto jumps on his horse and he rides back to town. And the doctor says, "Oh, the Lone Ranger got bit by a snake. Okay, so what you got to do is you got to take your knife, make some incisions on either side of the bite marks, and suck out the poison." And so Tonto rides back to where the Lone Ranger is sitting there with a bloody penis from a snake bite. And he says, "Tonto, what did the doctor say?" Tonto says, doctors say white man going to die. So, yeah, no. RLP says I would have fixed it also. You know what? You're better people than I, maybe. I don't know, but not at all.
Well, this is as much as I'm going to fix. Yeah. If this comes back and they said it could come back, and now it's been 3 weeks because the dog has had stitches, and that was 2 weeks ago that the picture was taken. The dog finally got its stitches taken out on Tuesday, and honestly, they probably should have kept them stitches in for another week because I still have a cone on her head because if I let her run around, this bitch is going to open up, and she can be walking around, and she's going to be spilling blood everywhere. But I have her outside with the dogs right now. But if she goes down again and she gets swollen up again, then the next surgery after that is $5,000 because it has to do with the fucking nodes in the neck. The fucking, what's that shit called right now? My brain's fried.
Lymph nodes.
Fucking, lymph nodes. It'll have to deal with the lymph nodes and an infection of lymph nodes. And if that happens.
Yeah. Well, it's not dog talk. So we're moving on.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did you guys see another person set himself on fire?
Yeah.
Another. Thomas,
I just figured. I'm sorry.
Set himself on fire.
Hold on.
Yeah, go.
I just figured out who his dog looks like.
Who does the dog look like?
Do me a favor. Bring up the picture that he sent you. Bring okay. the one where the pup is sitting on the actual on the car when he's sitting in the car seat. You know what I'm saying? Kind of looking up.
The first one.
Okay. I believe it's a friend. Yeah, I believe it's a
friend. So I'm going to share. You want me to share that picture right now?
Yeah, put up the picture right now, and I'm attaching a picture right now, and I'm putting it over to the two cops. Link right there. Look at that right there. Okay, now can I get side by side?
I don't know if I can do a side by side.
Okay, can you do a flippy flip?
I can do a flippy flip. Hold on. So
I know Chuck has seen this show, so I know Chuck is going to look at this and be like, "Fuck you, Marco," but you're right. I'm just saying.
Here you go. Took me
a second. It took me a second.
A minute. Here you go.
Your dog's name is now Blurg.
Her fucking bottom lip is permanently pulled down now because of how they sewed her down.
Mm.
Sewed her down.
How very uncharacteristic for a man in her position. See, because that's also from Mandalorian. No, that's over the head. All right, moving on. Sorry.
Oh, Marco, look at this right here.
What? Man on fire. What? Oh, the Mandalorian. Yeah, look at that.
It's the skull of the I can't remember what it's called.
The Mythosaurus.
Uh-huh. Okay, so back to there's another guy who literally set himself on fire to protest.
What a fucking
moron. And
I almost think we should have like the Hey Man a Nice Shot song like before we go into segments of people who set themselves on fire or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gotta have
I didn't think we were gonna have enough stories about people setting themselves on fire in protest.
Apparently we were wrong.
Have its own song. So I'm just gonna play what makes sense to me. Because it's fucking clown world right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
This guy decided to set. He was against cryptocurrency. He was saying some big conspiracy theory. Said that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in on it together. And Team Curtis says he read his manifesto. He ain't wrong. Well, here's what I can tell you, Team Curtis. I read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto, and he wasn't wrong either. He just didn't exactly, you know, deal with it in a healthy way.
The delivery wasn't there at the end of the day.
Oh, the delivery was there. He delivered a lot of
confusion. Was 100% there, though.
Those mail bombs arrived on time. We are actually going to talk about Uncle Ted. If you guys haven't read the Unabomber's manifesto, read it. It is fascinating, and it just shows you how brilliant that man was. He just, you know, don't piss off smart people is really what I'm saying. Or creative people.
You said Uncle Ted, man. I thought you were talking about Ted Nugent. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Well, that's the other Uncle Ted.
He just played 2 miles from here. You could fucking hear it easily. You can hear his fucking concert.
That's awesome. Now, we are going to talk about, because I didn't realize so many people hated Jews in this country.
Oh shit!
Until I saw the amount of protests that are going on at UCLA and all these other colleges is insane. And Margo, you guys just had didn't you just have like a frat house that like jacked a bunch of people up because they were trying to take down the American flag or something like this?
Yes, sir. They're trying to take the American flag and put up the Palestinian flag on the flagpole.
They said, fuck that.
They said, Texas, and, bitch.
And the frat house said, Lone Star, motherfuckers.
They said, not in the state of Texas.
Yeah. So, Margo is, and we can hear you, but you are a little frozen, by the way.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Oh, guys, we have a severe storm's coming through here. We have like tornadoes around. Are you getting hosed
with the storm that's screwing Kansas in the ass is giving you a little sprinkling too?
There's no little, man. Like, there was hail up in this motherfucker, and it comes and goes really fast. There's like tornadoes, nice. Maybe about like 50 to 100 something miles away from here. Maybe about like 100 something miles away from here. Close enough to affect our weather. So, you know, the shit's popping over here. Well, not here, but you know what I'm saying, around here.
Right. Did you guys see the Jewish kid? He posted, it was all over social media. He was trying to get on campus at UCLA or USC.
Columbia.
This is in USC. This is in California. And they weren't letting him through. And he's like, see, this is what they're doing. And it's all the same liberal white bitches and the fucking liberal fucking whites, okay, wearing their fucking balaclavas, the Palestinian shit, the fucking flags in the background. And I'm like, you guys have no idea what the fuck is going on, dude.
No, and they don't.
We were getting argued with on our fucking War Stories Instagram account, in support of Hamas, and I'm like, you understand Hamas is that governs fucking Palestine. They're fucking terrorists, you fucking moron. Are you kidding me? So you openly support terrorism in the United States and you're fucking anti-Semitic against fucking Jews and wish death to all Jews. Motherfucker, these people have been getting not shit kicked out of them, but fucking attacks on them, and yet they fucking swing back and they're like, fuck you, we're not taking your shit. Yet you want to fucking bring in all this other crazy shit and say how they're the ones who are evil? Fuck you, dude. Eat it.
Zach said it's about to be spring and summer of love 2.0. And I'd like to remind you about Kent State in the summer of love is where students got shot by the military. So, you know. That's always a possibility. These kids and you, I love the videos. You see these people and they go, what are we protesting? What's going on? We're like,
oh, fucking classic.
The same shit with the George Floyd shit, dude. They're like, what are we doing? Didn't someone get killed? Some black dude got killed. Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah. They had no idea. Didn't even know where fucking Minnesota was.
Yep.
Same shit.
Morons.
Fucking idiots.
Yep. So our main topic tonight, because I know that we're going to
anti-Semitism.
We tease it on social media. Have you guys heard about this viral question that's making its rounds on the internet?
No.
It's going around and women are being asked to answer this question. And the question is very simply put this. Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear? Now.
Man, bear, pig.
that was what I thought too. But this is the actual like question that I don't know who started it. I don't know what the hell is happening, why, you know, this is even a question. But essentially women started picking the bear. Let me show you. Here's a TikTok video of it. Let me see if I can share this with you. I just picked this one at random. So this is kind of the idea. And maybe it's some of these TikTok people that are sharing this crap. I don't know and I don't care. I just want to know, first of all, who started this? And second of all, what are the parameters? We have to discuss this. So this woman, here's the guy interviews her on the street, I guess. First of all, I almost mistook her for a bear. Here's the it's not right. Okay, there we go.
Is she fat and hairy?
No, she's a shaved bear.
We're gonna find out.
so she's fat. Hot
or bad?
Probably a bear, because I detest men. I'm a misandrist, you know. That's how I am, you know what I mean? I don't know what to do about that. But yeah,
a bear.
A bear.
I mean, to be fair...
Ladies, come on!
So...
It's not a teddy bear.
No.
It's a bear.
Like a bear. Like, not like, you know, a gay bear.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Not like the gay bear where, you know, you're a furry and big guy. Like,
right.
You know, if Marco were gay, like that kind of a bear, you know? No, we're talking about like...
That's fair.
Like a grizzly bear.
That's fair. That'd be a bear.
Like a black bear. Okay.
He's lost track. Right.
So my first thing is I have questions. Now, does the bear know where I'm at?
We know where you're at, baby. You know what I'm saying?
What's the question? Why are we asking about a bear? What's the question about the bear? What was the question?
That's the question. Would you rather be stuck in the forest with a bear or a man? As a woman.
They're all saying a fucking bear, you fucking idiot. That bitch is going to eat you whole.
Yep.
And they're all saying bear.
A bear. Take your chances with a bear.
Did you guys see that video of that drunk fucker hitting that bear and fucking they came into their backyard of their Airbnb? He's like, get the fuck out of here. He's like,
he hit him with his hand?
Yeah, and the bear swiped at him and he's like, get out of the gate.
Oh, yeah. The bear swipes at him when he was.
I don't think I've seen that.
I've literally seen people, there's one post where it's the face of a serial killer on one side and the half the face of the bear on the other put together. And these are the things that they're quoting on social media. Ready? Here are the quotes about the bear won't kill me to fulfill his sick fantasy.
He'll fulfill his tummy.
He'll kill you because you were in his space.
He'll kill you because you were there.
Bear won't pretend to be my friend first. The bear won't tell me that I'll never see my loved ones again. No, he'll just make sure you never see your loved ones.
Okay, so you're okay getting fucking mauled as long as you're not sugarcoated or lied to first, is what you're telling me. That's what I'm hearing from this.
Here's this
and
one. I love.
And you're going to guarantee, and if you get stuck in the woods with a guy, between a guy and a bear, right? Between a dude and a bear, you're saying that 100% of the times, that 10 out of 10 times, the guy's going to try to rape you or try to kill you or serial kill your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Tell him to go to the fucking zoo and hop in the bear enclosure and fucking run around.
Yeah. How about this one? A bear sees me as a human being.
A bear sees you as a food source. Listen, I think we should just send all these people a copy of Faces of Death. You remember Faces of Death, bro?
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember it.
Yeah. Just send them a little clippy of Faces of Death and they'll be perfectly fine. But here you go. This is the, you know, combination of your decision right here. Watch this video, please.
These people are fucking stupid.
The bear doesn't want to take my dignity.
He just wants to take your life.
The bear isn't going to kill me because he fell in love with someone else. No, he's just going to kill you, period.
What's wrong with these fucking people?
The bear doesn't keep trophies to remind him of what he did to me.
Get the fuck out of here.
These are the actual answers that women are saying about the bear. Now, here's the bottom line for me. Like, anything you want. First of all, I need some clarity on this issue.
Okay.
Does the bear know where I am? Does the man know where I am? If it's poof, you can magically have a bear in front of you, or poof, you can magically have a human being in front of you.
Man? Are you asking about surviving with the bear, surviving with the person?
Regardless, you have a better chance of surviving a fucking attack from a human being than you do a fucking bear.
Is this a
fucking 1,000 pounds?
Is this a trained Russian circus bear?
Right.
No teeth.
Will he come after you on a unicycle and a fez on? I'm just saying.
Are you carrying a jar of honey?
These are the hard hitting questions, the follow up questions that were not done.
So I feel like this is a bullshit question. And to anybody that answers it, that they would rather come up against a bear than a human being. Number one, what you're saying is I'd rather have no chance of survival. I'd rather have a very slim chance of survival with a wild animal than a pretty good chance of survival against a human being.
Mm.
Because the man makes me mad. What? Right? It's got to be an emotional argument because
it has to be. Well, obviously,
it can't be a logical one, can it? Like is there a logical reason why you would pick a bear,
bro? One of the first answers that you said was because the bear's not going to lie to me or break up with me and then try to kill me. We're done. This is some broken ass. I hate to say this, but it's some broken ass bitches. You know, this is some broken ass people.
Right?
These are the broken ones ass put people on their Tinder profile that they have mental illnesses.
I wonder how many of these Tom has actually read about on the profiles towards the end of, towards the end of the podcast.
100% all the profiles I read would choose the bear.
I'm going to agree with you.
Well, maybe some of them that are themselves more dangerous than the bear would choose the man because they would kill the man. Like that one chick was saying, I'm a misandrist, I hate men. You know, but you can't. Like, is there anybody that actually thinks that you could survive a bear attack?
No.
I mean, aside from that movie, The Revenant, that one dude, there was that guy. Remember that guy that spent 5 years filming bear,
right?
For a documentary. And then what happened? The bears killed him. Right. Like he spent 5 years with the bears and there was no bonding. There was no relationship developed that would keep them from eating him.
No, they finally got tired of his ass and said, you know what? We're done.
Right.
We told you to leave.
They saw him as a food source and they're like, okay, we're going to eat you now. We're hungry.
And so I find this whole argument to be complete bullshit. And I just didn't know if you guys could think of a world where, or think of a reason why. And now here's the thing. If you think that men are more dangerous than bears, you're 100% right from the perspective that bears can't stalk you on the internet, find out where you live, and hold a grudge enough to come get you, right? Like, I get that.
Well, they'll just skip those first two parts.
Break your fucking door down right. And
they'll just fucking come get you.
But most women will never encounter a man who does that to them. And there's a lot of women, if they encounter men being shitty, guess what? You can't get a restraining order against the bear. You can't file a crime report against the bear, right? Human beings are capable of thought and you're able to rationalize with them. Your bear's not going to give a shit. I don't know. I thought
you
the whole
can't govern a fucking bear.
Right.
It doesn't speak English. It's a fucking bear. And it'll fucking eat you. It'll break your door down and just fucking ransack your house and eat you and then fucking walk out like nothing happened.
I put a reel. I talked to my wife because I no joke. I decided to ask her this question while I was filming her. I said, babe, what would you rather do? And she goes, wait, like what? Like a real bear? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, or a human man. I'm like, yeah. She goes, what are people saying? Because the only logical answer is a man. And I'm like, no, a lot of women are saying the bear. And she just goes, well, they're fucking stupid. I mean, my wife's got a good fucking chance of killing a man. Like legit. Like I'm more afraid of my wife than I am of a bear. Let's put it that way. Anyway,
so I'm done with stupid.
Can you put a restraining order on a bear? Come back to Earth. I'm not coming back to Earth, Team Curtis. That's my point. Bears don't give a shit. They just murder you.
Fucking bears.
All right. So what else is happening in the world, boys? We've got the whole world is losing its mind when it comes to.
Hey, where did the person set themselves on fire? Where were they?
Oh, in front of a Trump rally, I believe.
No, in front of across, wasn't it across the street from where he was having court?
Oh, it was
So this is the one that was filmed from up close. That was just out. That was just a couple days ago.
The news reporter was right in front of me. We're here for Trump, and she's like, "Oh my god, this guy is setting himself on fire."
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that was brutal.
Yeah, New York, right? Yeah, Curtis, you're right. New York, right.
Well, Curtis would be on top of it. Now, I said have you guys been watching? First of all, what have you guys been watching? Because I want to ask about something specific, but I want to see if anybody's watched it yet first.
In general,
like on TV.
I just watched
All Out.
I just finished Shogun.
Oh, how was
don't
that?
Tell me, please don't tell me. I gotta watch, man.
Shit that happens at the end. At the end, it goes like this. Watch that shit. It was good.
Okay.
Thanks.
It was good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to watch Shogun. Right now I have to finish. So I'm finishing up Three Body Problem and I'm finishing up Fallout. But
Three Body Problems one on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Three Body Problems. How is that? I saw it. I saw the previews. How is it?
That's good.
I wanted to connect with you guys more, so I started watching The Rookie.
Shut the fuck up.
Holy fuck, bro. Let me tell you what. The amount of misconduct that's portrayed in that film,
bro. If
actual LAPD officers were to do the shit that they did, they would be fucking fired.
Yeah.
And it's okay because the Los Angeles Police Department has given their go-ahead for this because they paid for the licensing for the badges, the uniforms, not the cars, and not the stations. However, it is so inaccurate to the point where they portray like LAPD getting into shootings like every fucking week. Bitch, if you got into a shooting 6 times on probationary period, you probably would not be a fucking cop. Or you'd be sitting on an inside gig somewhere because you have a fucking problem. They'd protest your ass.
So, yeah.
It's a good show.
I've been watching. I want to connect more with you guys, so I've been watching it.
I want to know if you guys have been watching The Octopus Murders on Netflix.
What's the fucking
name?
I think the actual title is American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody wants to see the proper formula for presenting evidence to convince people that your conspiracy theory is true, this show does a pretty good job. Damn job of it. And I had heard of a lot of these individual things like Iran-Contra. Yeah, of course I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
The Iranian hostages when George Bush or when Ronald Reagan was elected. Yeah, of course. We all saw the movie Argo, or if you didn't, you should. It's a good movie. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Wackenhut Corporation, but you know, stuff like that. The CIA, the NSA's work, the Department of Justice's work with putting companies out of business and bankrupting them. Team Curtis, don't get all excited. He's saying, I'm getting Thomas to see the conspiracy light. The moon landing will be on next week's episode. No. But this is
no.
Team Curtis, take note. Go watch this I think it's 4 or 5 episodes.
Bro, moon landing was real.
That sets out this conspiracy theory in a documentary style.
Can't even say that without keeping a straight face, man. He's just trying to goad him. Let's say he's just trying to bait his ass in.
Chuck's always going to bait. Team Curtis and Chuck are always getting into it. It's amazing.
Come on, bro.
So anyway.
You're filming outside the whole time. Popped out. Come on, that's real. It's caught on film.
Anyway. So they basically, it all starts with a reporter that was killed in like 1991. And this other guy starts looking into his death and figures out that the best way to try and solve whether or not he was a suicide or a murder was to pick up where he left off writing this book about this possible conspiracy theory that he called the Octopus Murders. And it's because the conspiracy grows like the tentacles of an octopus. In fact, the way they lay it out on the screen, you know, you can kind of see the shape of an octopus because that's, you know, creatively what they decided to do. But when you start to see the levels of people that are connected at the highest ranking government offices where, I mean, obviously, Ronald Reagan's vice president for 8 years was George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the former head of the CIA. And you look at some of these people that were connected and some of these people that they interviewed, it starts to go, okay, at some point, we know our government has done corrupt shit. They even talk about MK Ultra and some of these other things when the government has, you know, given people, what was it? Syphilis, right? Tuskegee Airmen. They gave him syphilis without him knowing, or the Tuskegee experiments. Then you've got MK Ultra where they were giving people LSD without them knowing. If you don't watch this and go, all right, some of this shit has to be true. I guarantee some of this shit is true. Then you're just being willfully ignorant. And no, it isn't. Team Curtis says he started watching it and it was not light TV watching. It is not light TV watching. It is definitely like Game of Thrones level, like who did what to whom. So if you guys haven't watched it yet, do yourself a favor and get started on that.
Does it have to come with an octopus?
No, I just explained that it's about a conspiracy theory that is so has so many different tentacles, like an octopus. That's the name.
So it's, no octopus. Okay.
No, there's no octopus. So it's not on Nat Geo.
It is not on Nat Geo.
Not on Nat Geo.
Can I was trying to see if I could get to see some octopusy, bro? Dude, come on.
Go watch James Bond then. If you,
I mean, he's not wrong. That was a good. That was a good one. That was a good callback.
You look well. Go see the show. And
wow, Curtis. Wow.
What did Curtis say? I don't have my chats up.
I didn't, you guys got to read it. I'm looking at the.
Oh, he just said I didn't listen to shit. Wow. Of course.
All right.
What just happened? What just happened?
I don't know. I got a top 10 list.
Okay.
No idea.
What? Actually, top 10 of what?
No. Here we go. This is a, it's asking for advice.
Okay.
And this is, we're not allowed to speak to this because it says it's going out to trans partners of trans people only. So we're going to speak to it anyway, because that's what we do here.
Cool.
Yeah. I've been out as a trans man, and I believe that means woman, right? I can never remember how it works. Trans man means a woman, born a woman. For close to a year and a half now, relatively short time frame in the grand scheme of things, I suppose. Today, my partner of a year just came out to me as a trans woman. So, woman becomes a man. Dates the man that he, she is with. That man then comes out as a trans woman. And she said, I'm ashamed to say, I don't think I remember it very well. It was done over text. It's weird. You would come out about as trans over text. And basically consisted of me trying to convince them that their life will be so much harder if they come out as trans, much less a trans woman, or how we only really started buying feminine clothes for them recently. So maybe it's just a new style and they're not trans. And I'm trans, but I'm supposed to be gung-ho about all this, right? I just don't know what to do. I found them attractive before. What if I don't now? There are just a million what ifs mixed in with the guilt of me becoming my community's own worst enemy. So is that a case of I'm trans and you're not, and I won't be attracted to you if you transition because I'm only attracted to you as the gender you were born as?
Hypocrite.
And therefore, yeah, right? I don't want you to be trans because then I'd be the wrong way. It's
weird.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a big case of
I think that's the argument.
So you're a lesbian that's attracted to the
woman. Well, what was that article we read? Wants to dress like a fucking man. It's a straight couple. It's a straight couple with extra steps, right?
Yeah. It's the straight couple long way around.
What the fuck?
Right.
That brings me to of my next fucking point, since we're on the trans thing. In the early 2000s, there was a fucking game show in the UK. I sent you the link. There was a game show where everybody
That's knew kind of where my segue was going. So,
oh, got go it. Well, so no, it was a Mexican national model. There was a man that wanted to be a woman, transitioned to a woman, got fake tits and everything, was trans. everybody on the everybody watching the game show knew that this person was a trans woman.
Yeah.
So a man. The game participants, all men who were competing to date this woman, did not know. And looking at that fucking photo, you're looking at that and you're like, damn, those are some big old titties, right? And
well, that's you're not getting intimate with this person, if you have you let the titties, you know, hang out and then you don't look at the Adam's apple.
Right.
You're blind about the titties.
Fucking titty optical illusion, right? Even though that jawline don't fucking discriminate. But they had no fucking idea. And after reading a little bit on it, and I didn't read the fucking full thing, but the production crew is a bunch of fucking assholes. And basically they let the contestants go on thinking that this was a woman the whole time. And at the end, it was a gotcha moment, like, ah, gotcha. This is actually a man. As a woman.
I would probably sue.
And there was the thing on the description on the warning on the ad or the fucking website
video
was suicide fucking and some other shit. So someone committed fucking suicide on this, and I'm probably assuming without continuously reading was maybe that fucking model, because she felt or he felt so shitty about what happened.
Let's see. Extraordinary Life of Miriam Rivera, who appeared on the series in the hopes of finding love with one of... So it's The Bachelor for...
Like the UK.
A trans man to woman.
Without the contestants knowing.
Yeah, which... That's... Dude, that's
fucked up.
Then it's, at that point, it's a fucking hoax on them, as opposed to...
The heartbreaking scene shows Miriam bravely addressing the group of men she had picked, contestant who was 23, as her winner. I'm going to be honest with you as much as I can. Yes, I'm from Mexico. I'm a model. I'm 21. But Tom, I really love spending time with you. I love men, and I love being a woman. But I am not a woman. I was born a man. Much to the disgust of viewers, the men begin to laugh as Miriam opens up about her gender identity. Much to the disgust of viewers, I know. I bet you a lot of viewers were fucking giggling at that. I'm just going to be honest, right? I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying the author assumes people were disgusted when they viewed that, but I don't think there was a lot of people that were disgusted by it.
Especially not back then.
Documentary was delving to, there's something about Miriam. Crew members have alleged that things became incredibly uncomfortable and that there were extremely volatile reactions. You think? Let's see. The rest of the contestants grew angry. Somebody went berserk.
They got duped.
Now, aren't the real bad guys here the producers?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, let's see. Yes. Miriam was exploited for the entertainment industry. Father refused to accept. Let's see. I'm trying to get to the end.
Oh, right here. You're
death of a reality star. Yeah. Tragically found dead at 38 years old of apparent suicide in 2019.
Terrible.
Now, here's the thing. Regardless of whatever you think about, you know, his choices to get gender reassignment surgery, the producers were pretty shitty to set that person up like that.
Yeah, the producers set her up.
All of them.
The producers set her up. The producers. Yep. This is all on the producers.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's the whole situation. The anger should never from the contestants should never have been directed at her. I understand their anger at the moment, but it should have just gone down to the actual producers, because they're the ones who fucking talk. You know, we know better. They're the ones who talk people into doing shit. It's better for it's better for the script. You'll find true love. They're gonna fall in love with you as the person that you are. It's gonna be, you're gonna find true love at the end. Blah 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 for the person. Yeah, no, dude, that was a fucking setup, dude.
How many of those dudes you think kissed that? What they thought was a girl, ended up fucking finding out they're like, dude, we locked lips with a fucking man, dude. Now we're gay. Like, well, I guarantee you, in that time, fucking people's identity up.
But isn't that the whole thing? You can't control. You're born attracted. If you're born gay, you're attracted to the same gender, and therefore you can't control it. But it doesn't work the other way, where when you find out the person that you're attracted to is the wrong gender, that you're supposed to be attracted to, and you're no longer attracted to them, it's because you're homophobic? How the hell? How does that math work?
You know what's crazy? It's not even today's math that we're dealing with. The show was in 2000. Let's just say 2001, right?
Right.
Like 4 or 6 or some shit.
Right. The thing about the temperament and like and the right. general consensus of how you address this back then.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's
It brings me to a fucking quick thing though. Sorry to step on you, but
no, you're good.
My buddy was in
my dick is large, it's easy to step on. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Anyways, my buddy was in Vegas, and here's the fucking problem. He was chatting this chick up all night, and they get into the fucking elevator, they fucking kissed a little bit, and he was like, dude, this chick looked fucking banging, like fucking tight body, big tits, everything.
What's her name?
Right?
What's her name? Jaime.
And ends up being dude, right? Before they get to the room, this chick who he thought was a fake fucking female was like, hey, I have to tell you something. I was born a man. I'm a man, I still have junk. Da da da. Just before this goes any further, I want to let you know. And he's like, oh, thank you for letting me know. But no, this isn't going to go any further because I don't go that way. I'm sorry. Fucking could not tell. And then there are men that are fucking good looking dudes. And if they were to put fucking wigs on, it'd be very hard to tell. Right. We've all seen them. Fucking when I was dating and I was on like Tinder and shit, I was scared as fuck that I was going to match with a fucking guy that was wearing a fucking wig or had long fucking hair and looked like a fucking chick and was portraying themselves as a chick. Like, I'd be checking baby photos. I'd be like fucking cup checking, like all the crazy shit. Right. It's Adam's apples that are not the same on everybody. Right. It's not the same. You have some manly features, but there's a lot of women that have a lot of manly features. So it's not hard to get duped by someone. It's just up to that person to tell you before shit gets too far. And I mean, my buddy is a good dude. And he was like, no, look, we're fucking, that shit ain't going to go any further. I thought you were a female, whatever. No, this isn't going to go. No hard, no foul. I'm out, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, if something happened and I had to enter the dating world, at this point, you would have to come with a reference.
It's scary, right? Dude.
You're going to need to be referred to me. There would be no internet dating. There would be no online. It would be, I'm sorry. Did somebody recommend you to me? Do you have your referral paper?
It's like a LinkedIn profile.
Yeah,
man, I did right, a chick, biggest fucking tits I've ever seen in my life, like fake as fuck, biggest fucking tits, but had a fucking jawline that was a little bit sus, right? And she had kids, we fucking did the deed, but I was still on the fence. I was scared. I was like, dude, like I know what's going on right now because I had fucking like, oh, that person's cute. Let me look in their profile and read it. And it was a fucking man. It was hard to tell through photos. And then I was with this chick and I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is a chick, like 99%.
The hands always tell you.
She was taller than me. That was the fucking problem.
Hands don't lie.
So she was a lot bigger than me. She was 6'1".
Damn. She looked down at you and said, you better make me come or I'm going to kick your ass.
And the crazy part was is she gave me this crazy story about how she had issues having kids and she had a big ablation surgery where it took her uterus and everything out. Suspects. So she couldn't get pregnant. And I was like, that's nuts as fuck. But after like knowing her for a while and knowing her kids and everything, I knew it was a fucking woman and it wasn't a man.
That's man baby pictures.
I wasn't fucking like back door, like not
you don't have
door,
that wrong, if you don't have that picture of you getting door, a bath right. When you were 5 months old,
there were baby photos too. I saw them, but like I wasn't like bottoming out when we were getting the deed, right? So I was this
gotta be a recommendation.
This seems normal, but it was just weird because like all the weird things that had been happening in the world and this whole new trans movement of men wanting to be women and portraying themselves, and a lot of them aren't truthful. Because they want to try to find love, but they don't want to come out and say, I'm a fucking man, but I'm masquerading as a woman.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hypothetically speaking. So this is kind of, again, going with the whole hard-hitting questions and putting theory out there to discuss between the three of us. Too bad Marco's not here.
Right now.
What's happening?
I smell a setup.
No, no, this is a legit question.
Go ahead, okay.
This is a legit question. If you hook up, I'm not saying that you would or we would, but if a dude hooks up with a post-op trans woman, right? Mm-hmm. Would that be considered docking? Because you know what I'm saying with you know the invert and then in the, you know saying like
would, I think that's the most logical explanation of docking.
That'd be docking, right?
Get you dock.
Right, that'd be docking.
Yeah,
that'd be docking.
All right. So hey,
thank you.
Did you hear about the man who took his wife to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Well, your wife either has Alzheimer's or she has AIDS." And the man says, "Well, what should I do?" And the doctor says, "Well, on your way home, drop her off a mile away from your house, and if she finds her way home, don't bang her."
Okay.
Wow. Yes. Yes, we are. We are following the Puff Daddy saga, and we were going to talk about that as well once Matt gets here, but he's been working, and I've been too busy with the latest play to get on top of that saga. So,
what are you working on now? Gypsy?
Yeah.
Is that what I saw?
Yeah. Yep. So they asked me to be in Gypsy, and then I'm going to take a nice long break over the summer. Awesome. And then I'm going to direct a play next year.
Are they working on a summer play as well?
Yeah, they're doing Legally Blonde, but I'm not trying out for that one. I'm good.
Bro, if you're not doing Terry Crews's part, you're fucking up. If you're not
Messes, we all still going. Yes, we're still going. We're about to end up.
Listen, hey, if you're not over here like talking about like, making my way downtown. Yeah, if you're not doing that on stage, man, what are you even doing?
Do you know why women always want elderly gynecologists?
Why?
Because their hands shake so much.
Oh boy.
What do you call a guy who cries when he jerks off?
What? Oh, I know that one.
A tear jerker.
Do you guys know I replaced my rooster with a duck? Now I wake up at the clap of dawn.
Oh shit.
Oh, what did the guy say when he got caught masturbating to an optical illusion?
Oh, what?
What?
It's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, quite true. Let's see. What's the difference between? I don't know, man. I just fly the drone.
No. Oh shit.
Hey, is your name Winter?
Oh no, why?
Because I'll be coming soon.
Oh wow.
Here's I got a listener one.
Okay.
I got a listener one. Here's a joke for Big Joke Energy.
Okay.
What's black and sits on top of the stairs?
Oh. Oh, God. What?
Stephen Hawking after a house fire.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Go ahead, Chuck. I got an email from a listener
too.
So.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Ow.
You know, masturbation always leads to sex.
Ow.
That says hot.
Masturbation. Uh huh.
Yeah, it's a gateway tug.
Oh. Gateway tug. I see what you did there.
I do see what you did there. We had a listener tell us. Do you remember we talked? He says, "Hey Tom, hope all is well. Still enjoying the show and now watching on YouTube. With time to watch in short supply, I found myself catching up on shows again, which is nice to have some on deck when I get time. Heard the other day you mentioned easing it in like a gentleman. And you said there probably wasn't anyone still listening that would know that callback. I just wanted you to know I was raising my figurative hand at that moment. Still a few behind, but proud to say I have heard every episode of War Stories in Locker Room since episode one. You guys are great.
Damn.
Have a good weekend. Keep up the good work. Andy."
Wow. Thanks, Andy. Sucker. What?
Hey, did you guys hear about the man who ejaculated without a penis?
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere.
Okay. God. I think we're done.
Yeah. Hey, Curtis, fuck you.
Oh! Nail in the coffin. There it is. Just there it is. Out there.
Yeah. Hey, man walks into the doctor's office and says, "Doctor, my ass hurts." And the doctor says, where? And the guy says, right around the entrance. And the doctor says, sir, I think as long as you keep calling it the entrance, it's going to keep hurting.
I mean, I thought he was going to say, where? At Bill Cosby's house. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, that's for true. All right. Anybody have anything else?
Good night. What? Yes. If you need to get a hold of us, don't. So anyways, that's going to be lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Once again, that's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Please feel free to email us.
Not that anybody sends emails topics to the right place.
It doesn't matter. It goes everywhere and anywhere. If you want to call us, we will not be answering the phone call, but we will be listening to your voicemails and making fun of them, and that's going to be at 509-903-9020. Once again, that phone number is going to be 509-903-9020. Operators will not be standing by.
Later, hoes.
Hey, if you guys want to support us on our OnlyFans, go to Locker Room 69.
No, no, no.
What the fuck? We don't have a... Do we?
No, we do not.